The new film, Can You See Us?, tells a story of hardship and discrimination punctuated by joy. The Netflix movie chronicles the life of a boy growing up with albinism in Zambia, where those with the condition are often discriminated against. NPR's Ari Daniels spoke with the man whose story inspired the film.
The day John Chiti was born was a difficult one for his family.
They were shocked and they were confused because I was born different.
Chiti was born with albinism, a condition of having no pigment.
I look white while them they are black. And they didn't understand how come black people can have a white child. Maybe my mother had an affair with a white man, or it is a case. So there was a lot of ignorance about the condition.
That ignorance shattered Chidi's family. His father blamed his mom and wanted nothing to do with them, a moment dramatized in the film at the birth of the boy they call Joseph.
Kennedy, what's wrong?
Leave me alone!
Kennedy, is the baby okay?
Whatever that thing is, it's not my child!
Chiti's parents divorced, and he was raised by his mom and, before long, his stepfather. He found love and acceptance from his nuclear family and an occasional friend, but Chiti often felt isolated, made fun of, and when he was 15, he was attacked. They wanted his leg.
Body parts of people with albinism are believed to have powers to make wealth, to cure diseases. And because of that, many people with albinism are hunted and killed.
A similar attack unfolds in the film. Blood is drawn, but then a group descends on the scene and the attackers flee. It's sadly common in Zambia and surrounding countries, says Lawrence Thompson, the film's screenwriter and executive producer.
I think the film has made quite an impact because everybody says they didn't know that was what was happening.
The president of Zambia attended the premiere, and Thompson's hopeful that reforms are in the works.
He was looking at strengthening the laws in place around the attacks on people with albinism.
Such harm, says John Chiti, is motivated by people's hostility towards difference.
It's like we are in the wrong place, and it's like the community is telling us, you don't belong here. For you to be African, you have to be black.
Chiti says visibility is the most important way to dismantle these prejudices. He's actually gotten pretty prominent himself. He went on to become a well-known singer and musician in Zambia, and he's been able to use his platform to elevate issues of disability rights and albinism.
I become a celebrity. People are seeing me on TV, listening to my music. Oh, John Chiti is albino. So when they see one in the streets, it's no longer a strange thing because we have people with albinism in the limelight.
Chiti says he wishes his mom could see him now. She died suddenly when he was 11.
One thing that regrets me is that she's not here. She's not here to see how I have grown to just eat a piece of cake from whatever I'm achieving.
Today, Chiti has 3 kids of his own.
When they go to school, that is what they hear. Their father is a star. He's a star. He's a musician. Albinism is never something we even talk about at home because it's not an issue. I would like to reach a place where we see someone, as a person, and not the color, not the complexion, not the condition, not the disability.
Chiti's involvement with the film and his songwriting are all about this mission. In this song, the lyrics get right to the point. They explain that albinism is just a color. We are one people. Ari Daniel, NPR News.